I'm Juan Lucero, the Shakopee Mudéi Wakantawa Native Art Fellow for the Minneapolis Institute of Art.
My name is Jill Alberg-Yo. I am the Associate Curator of Native American Art at MIA. For far too long, Native art has been defined by the outside, and things become labeled. Those labels like art and craft are often meaningless in Native communities and for makers.
Indigenous makers often create for utilitarian purposes and create works for use on a regular basis. So a lot of the artwork that is created is used in the home, is used as regalia, is used as something personal. And attempts by artists to often fit the ideals of what fine art is are met with almost a sense of rejection and put into the idea of craftwork because they are so labeled as making utilitarian objects or creating artwork that is used on a daily basis, unlike fine art where it just hangs in a gallery.
So all of this beautiful work made by Indigenous artists, by Native artists, is often overlooked in art museums. Beautiful beadwork, works of clay. As Juan pointed out, those materials and those things that are everyday use are outside of how the outside defines art and therefore are excluded from art museums.
One of the things you'll notice in throughout all the galleries and all the Native galleries is that we have made an effort to try to change those narratives and talk from a community and artist perspective.
Juan and I want to share perspectives from multiple points of view. And the way that we have done that is through relationship building and connecting with community members and artists. And we're putting Native knowledge first. And that knowledge is as important as anything else.
It's about the stories behind the objects, the stories of why a dress is made out of certain materials, a story of why something is called a friendship blanket. It's stories from those communities and those histories, often hard to hear histories that are being told. For me, one of the biggest things that I've tried to focus on is getting rid of that whole idea of being an ethnographic exhibit of Native people. And by ethnographic, I mean like just looking at us in a historical context, like we're no longer living. Like, for instance, for Pueblo people, is that we're always talked about in the past, like we're no longer living, how they used to live in New Mexico and live along the Rio Grande Valley. And then I'm like, I'm right here. I'm not living there, but I'm still here. So it's like, it's always been one of my goals to get rid of that whole ethnographic idea of who Pueblo people are or just Native people are, because we still have living stories and we still have ways for us to be able to tell our own stories, and we should have those avenues and those opportunities for our communities to speak on their own. It's hard because even art museums take that approach where they're like talking about the whole ethnographic side of everything, where they're showing 90% membranes pottery that was created thousands of years ago. I think as far as museums go, museums have always kind of taken that approach because they thought that we were vanishing and that we thought we were no longer going to be around to be able to tell our own stories. So they've taken the approach to talk about us in a past narrative. I'm very used to seeing our communities displayed as dioramas and as exhibits that shows us as we were in the past and shows us as historical, no longer here people.
I think one of the problems that curators of Native art face is the legacy of collecting and the idea of all of these objects that we curate. Most of them are historic. And that is because the people that would collect them, the museums that would collect them, place more value on things that were historic than things that were being made in the 1940s or the 1950s or today. And we have to really think about that. And we have to talk about that openly.
Yeah, and the other thing too is that there's a benefit to collecting historical items, but at the same time, there's no point when you have artists that are creating in the same manner that we have always been historically creating. It's, the processes haven't changed. Maybe the narrative has changed on what is being said through the piece, but the whole process of creating a lot of the artworks hasn't changed since